Hey, it's Jamie here, and I'm sitting by my lonesome sans Greg for this little intro part. Before we get into the mailbag episode that he and I recorded collectively, I just thought I would update you on a couple of things that we've got cooking here at Fully and Completely. Thing number one, our contest for submitting reviews has closed. It's now October 1st. Well, that's when this episode is out. I'm not sure when you're listening to it, but it's October 1st. The contest closed September 30th. We will be drawing the winner from the list of people that submitted reviews, and we'll make that announcement in the Facebook group. So if you are part of the Facebook group, that's where you're going to see the announcement, and then you can pick what t-shirt you would like, and we'll get that shipped off to you. So that's pretty cool. What also is really cool is the fact that so many of you entered the contest. All of you took the time to do a review and tell us about what you think about the show. And that's really cool. I can't wrap my head around it, to be honest with you. If you want to keep submitting reviews, by all means do so. It's a great thing. What it does, apparently, is it helps us get on the charts in iTunes. And about 85% of people that listen to podcasts listen to them through iTunes, which is bonkers to me. I thought there was a lot more Android people. But far be it from me to dispute science and Apple. So there you go. That's thing number one. Thing number two is that we are starting a new contest. It starts today, October 1st. We had said for the month of September that we were going to give 10% of all gift shop sales to Danny Wenjack. And the number that we ended up with at the end of the month of September was zero. So I'm not sure whether the prices are too expensive. I've made some adjustments and lowered the prices, or whether the gear that we have in there just isn't up to snuff. And that's cool. But if you do like it, for the month of October, anybody that purchases anything in the store, 10% of our profits are going to go to Danny Wenjack. We're going to do that again. And we're also, if you purchase something in the store, you are entered into a contest, and we're going to make it a Gord Downie-themed contest. There's been a lot of people on the Facebook group that have talked about Coke Machine Glow. We're going to put together a Coke Machine Glow prize pack or prize, and we'll get the book, the Coke Machine Glow book, shipped off to you if you are the winner of the contest. So to enter the contest, all you have to do is buy something in the Fully and Completely gift shop. You do that by going to fullycompletely.ca, clicking on gift shop, purchasing something, and then we'll know that you've done that through an email. You can let us know in the Facebook group if you'd like as well. And from there, at the end of October, we'll draw a name and they will win the book. What do you think about that? Hope you like it. Also, feedback on the gift shop, please. Send it our way. We need to hear it. That's all I've got for you right now. We're going to go into the actual mailbag episode. Well, we're not going to go into the mailbag, but we are going to venture into the episode that Greg and I recorded with the mailbag. Really want to thank you again for all your submissions. Talk to you next month.
Hi there, this is Greg LeGros.
And this is Jamie Dew.
Of Fully and Completely. You're listening to...
Welcome to Mailbag number two.
Number two.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Greg.
And this is a sort of a pseudo episode of Fully and Completely.
Sure.
We're going to say right off the top.
Right off the top. Yes.
There is no new Tragically Hip content.
In this episode.
But there is some important cool stuff that we want to talk about.
Sure. And it's just nice to chat to people.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, why not?
So since our last mailbag, you've accepted the challenge with open arms and you have been firing off, what are they called? Reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, reviews.
What do you call the...
on iTunes. On iTunes.
Yeah.
But you've also been talking about us on Reddit and Twitter and a couple other places too, I think. So
Reddit.
We're gonna,
that's fun. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna gather all that stuff together and
cool.
And celebrate you right now.
Yeah, we'll read the reviews out loud and, for you. We'll mention your names, but that's fun. I haven't read any of these. This is all new to me. I haven't seen any of these, so that's exciting. Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it. What do you got? You want to start?
All right, I'll start. This is Mickey Twit, and he says, these are passionate, true fans who love to get into the weeds on Tragically Hip albums, which I absolutely love. Casual hip fans may enjoy this podcast, but if you're a hardcore fan, this is required listening.
That's terrific.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Right on.
That's a five-star review.
That is a five-star. I got a five-star one, too, entitled Loving It by Saltboy. Saltboy. I'm binging through several of these episodes at a time, a wonderful compendium to each song and album. It shows their growth as a band and artists and deepened our love for them. Thanks for doing these. Well, you're welcome, Saltboy. Yeah, this is a nice time. We're enjoying it, so I'm glad someone else is too.
Here is Tederick.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know that name.
Yeah, he's a friend of Modern Superior, a friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, this is Death Watch approved. Approved. God, I can't fucking talk.
That's okay.
As co-host of the Death Watch podcast, also available in iTunes and Google Play and anywhere you find podcasts, you should listen to this.
It's a terrific podcast.
Cool idea. Yeah. I couldn't be more amazed by this thorough, authoritative, and damn fun to listen to show about the work of the Tragically Hip.
That's nice coming from the wonderful folks over at Death Watch podcast. Tragically Hiptastic, another five-star from SidX69. So, listen, we all loved Gordon Coe. How can we possibly do his legacy homage? Well, how about we pick it apart lyric by lyric, song by song, and album by album, relish in the golden drops of Canadian symbolism, like you're sitting by a campfire having some deep, meaningful conversations with friends about how our dear friend Gord touched us profoundly and what he and the rest of the Hip did for Canadian music. Well done, boys. Super fun, slightly sad, but totally entertaining.
Oh, slightly sad.
Slightly sad. Well, I feel like there were some sad episodes.
There have been.
Or moments.
We've definitely done some hugging at the end.
There was some hugging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Takes Me Back, and this is by HMCD 1000.
Mm-hmm.
I love this podcast. After the last shows, I kind of stopped listening to the Hip. It was too depressing. I hear you. These podcasts have reinvigorated my love of all the albums, taking me back to that first listen. Well done, gentlemen.
That's
gentlemen.
Terrific. Gentlemen. Whoa. Oh, wow. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but that is terrific.
And, Greg is wearing a tuxedo today. Don't read this next one. This one seems to be a little slanted, I think.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, the title of it. It just
yeah. I think it's fine. The guy. I love it. It's a five-star review. The guy from the do-over does it again.
Yeah, who are you, jackass?
That's awesome. And if anyone doesn't know, maybe they don't. They're here for the Hip, but there's a fine podcast called The Do-Over that Jamie hosted and put together, taking a look back at all of the Oscar winners of the last, 40...
Yeah, about 40 years.
Your lifetime.
Yeah, my lifetime.
Yeah, and we watched them all, discussed them all, and tried to figure out if they got it right or if there needed to be a do-over. It's a super cool podcast, and it's available on iTunes
still. Have you ever talked about your other podcast?
What,
as
See
well?
You Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think I did it early on.
We don't do a good job of plugging
it. We're really terrible at this. I have a movie and television podcast called See You Next Wednesday. You can find it at modernsuperior.com.
And it inspired the do-over. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness. Anyway, the guy from the do-over does it again. Five stars. If you like the Hip and you like a trip down memory lane, this look back is for you. I would agree.
And look at this. The next title is about memory lane again. Loving these walks down Hip memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by Snit 333.
Hmm.
The opening segments recalled the music scene when each album was released are a treat. Hold on, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this justice. The opening segments recalling the music scene when each album was released are a treat. But the best part is the stories behind the songs. Keep up the great work.
We will. Snit. Remember that The Big Snit? Did you ever see that?
No.
It's an animated short, a National Film Board.
You've seen everything, though. I can't.
It was on all the time on CBC when I was a kid.
When Bob Barrow of Frame Apart, also a Modern Superior podcast, posted that obscure movie
Hardware.
Today, and you're like, yeah, I had that poster.
I did have a Hardware poster on my wall.
I'm reading that. And I'm just like, of course you did.
That's a great movie. I like Hardware. Weird movie. Lemmy's in it.
Fuck off.
Yeah, Lemmy. He is. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do two in a row. How about that?
Yeah, go for it.
This is a 5-star review from Raceway Auto. Nice. I don't know what that. All right. The Tragically Hip gives two thumbs way. Tragically Hits gives two thumbs way up. I read that right. Oh, they're the.
They're a tribute band.
That's right. No, yeah, that's the great, man. Hits. Cool. Oh, good cool. for them. Right on. And we did get two little thumbs from them. That's very nice. So I'll do the next one. And it's a Grand Treat by Beatstall. 5-star review. Tool. So happy this is getting done. Hey, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Enjoying this. This is from Keto Chick 71. Hello from Vancouver. Thanks so much, Greg and Jamie. We've been enjoying these so much. We've listened to each one more than once. Ooh,
wow.
It's going to goose those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sharing with all our TTH groupie friends, too. Keep it up, boys. Finally, something to look forward to on a Monday.
Yeah. That's why we did it. For Mondays.
That's right.
Yeah.
The blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Still required.
What do we got here?
All right, this looks like this is a this one is from what do you call it, Reddit.
Oh, this is Reddit.
Yeah.
Pooch deep. Am I reading this?
You sure are.
All right, I'll read it. So this was posted on Reddit. Tolstoy. This is a Reddit thing.
This is a Reddit review.
Cool. I enjoy Reddit. Pooch Deep says, just listen to the episode. It was the first one I've listened to. I loved it. And we'll definitely binge the other episodes. I love the breakdown at the beginning about what was going on in Toronto in 98. I'm from Toronto, was only about 7 at the time. I'm just a little surprised at how little you guys actually got into your interpretation of the lyrics. Oh, or what the lyrics actually mean. You guys are really great at articulating what's happening vocally or structurally in the song, but that's kind of the thing you would say to people who haven't heard the song before. Anyone listening to a track breaking down on an album has most definitely listened to the album hundreds of times as well. Listening to you guys talk about how much you love every song was really fun, because as a diehard, I totally agreed. But it wasn't until Emperor Penguin that we got an actual breakdown of what the lyrics could mean. I had no idea that's what the song was actually about, and completely made me rethink the other lyrics in the tune. You guys point out a lot of brilliant lyrics and say, fuck, great lyricist, and I love that one. But I'd love to hear what you guys actually think. Some of them mean and how they fit into the context of the songs instead of just repeating them. I hope my criticism doesn't feel too harsh. I love the show. I'm just a diehard Gore fan that would love to hear other diehards interpretations of the lyrics. Well, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and that's, we're talking about Phantom Power here. I think maybe we didn't maybe get so deep into the lyrics on that one.
That's just, maybe there's some really great tunes on it.
Maybe a little caught up. There's some other albums I think we were a little bit more into the meanings behind the lyrics.
I stand behind my fucking great lyricist, though.
Yeah, because it's so good. But I will work harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from Coomdog. And Coomdog says, guys, I've been really digging the show. One thing about the meaning of El Dorado, I saw the hit play in 93 in Cambridge, Mass. And I recall Downey saying something like this in the intro to the song. This is a song about a guy who's got a dick so long he can suck it. So the El Dorado is a metaphor about a giant cock, I guess. You never know with Gord. I'm listening to your rundown of Day for Night, and man, the unsung hero of the album is definitely Gord Sinclair. His bass lines are sublime throughout. Anyway, I'm really interested to hear your takes on the rest of the Hip catalog. Thanks for doing this. These Reddit fellas are a little bit more a little bit more detailed, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
You have the next one here. This is interesting.
Where are we here? Oh, are we going to talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
It can't happen.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a fruit fly in here. It's making me crazy. This is a Twitter. Well, why don't you talk about this? Because you made this happen.
Okay, sure. Yeah, this is kind of funny. I tweeted, there was a photograph of the professional wrestler Chris Jericho wearing a t-shirt that said, had a picture of Gord on it, like the Obama style.
Right.
It said Gord at the bottom.
Instead of Hope, right.
And I tweeted him, I said, I would have never guessed you were a Tragically Hip fan, because he's like a metal guy.
He's the lead singer of the heavy metal band Fozzy.
That's right.
Right.
If you're ever back in Toronto, you should pop by our studio for a guest spot on our number 11 Apple Podcast rated pod.
But now number 10.
And he came back and said, yeah, number 10. Woo. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you on mine as well. So he responded back and invited us onto his podcast. But I think he was just being polite.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a little bit of exchange with him, but we are trying to talk to Chris Jericho.
That's right.
My favorite intercontinental champ, I tell you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Greg wants a lion tamer put on, or lion salt put on.
Yeah,
put
a nice lion salt there, you know. The walls of Jericho. That was a big period of my wrestling fandom. Oh, Jericho was at the center of it.
He's the best.
That's super exciting. He's so much the best. I would had a lot of trouble when he turned heel. Even though he's extremely good at it.
He was really good.
But it just kind of bummed me out. I liked the intercontinental, you know. Anyway. Where are we? Excellent show. Is that where we are?
That's where we're at.
5 stars. Tragically Hip fans are nothing if not obsessive and extremely. We are also desperate to get as much content about the band as possible, which can be difficult because there's not much out there. I'm thrilled that there is now, finally, a podcast about this great band. Jamie and Greg are clearly big fans of the Hip and bring a lot of humor and knowledge to the podcast. Right on.
Thanks, Mark 68.
That's very nice. That's
really nice of you.
Yeah.
This is from my wife, Jessica L. Novak. If you're looking for a great new podcast, this is a really good choice. The hosts are passionate, engaging, and funny. Can't recommend more highly. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah. That's great. Where are we? Did I read that?
Yeah. Withdrawn from before.
I didn't say whose name that was. Excellent show. 5 stars. Mark 68. He's the 68th Mark. It's very nice. I've known a couple of them. Not bad.
My absolute favorite podcast, Withdrawn Harpy 4. If you like the Tragically Hip, you should listen to this podcast. You could learn some great hip facts and have a great fun time.
Hmm.
I really like these guys.
A great fun time.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's really nice.
They right like on. Us. Who's that? They really like us.
Withdrawn Harpy 4. Right on. What do we got here? Cart 22. His name's very good. I don't have interesting names on the web either. Cart 22. this podcast is actually fantastic. I highly recommend it for anyone that is interested or loves the Hip enough to frequent the Hip subreddit. LOL. I was going to read. Goes quite in depth on every studio album in chronological order and dissects every song on said albums. Really quality podcast. Hey, thanks, Cart 22.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
a Reddit thing? This is a Reddit.
Reddit.
Is this all Reddit?
Some of them are Reddit, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found a Reddit subreddit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Blaine_76.
Yeah.
Which means there are 76 Blaine 76s.
Yeah.
You need an underscore to get 76. Holy Jesus.
Oh my goodness. That's too much math.
I have found myself actually looking forward to my commute to work so I can listen. I've recommended it to all my friends. It's a must listen for any Hip fan. Love it.
No. Well done, fellas. 5 stars. Hey, by Matt Bain. I know this fella.
Oh, what a guy.
What a terrific and talented man. One of the shows I look forward to the most, the track-by-track breakdown of each record is insightful and to me moving, surprisingly so, to hear songs that I haven't heard for years in some cases and be able to sing along with every line resonates with me, makes me realize how important this band has been in my life. It also reminds me of how good a band they are and how the tracks still stand up without sounding dated. Jamie and Greg are both natural hosts who have compelling presence on the mic. A joy to listen to. Thanks, guys. Matt Bain. Thank you, Matt Bain, for being terrific.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you met Matt in person?
I've never met him. We have a social...
Hell of a handshake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
wait. Prepare yourself.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Very talented artist. Wonderful painter. Google him. You'll see. That's Matt with two T's, and his last name is Bahen.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Might as well plug somebody's beautiful art. Please take a look.
Baby Mama 2006 says, music at work, 5 stars. Thank you for keeping me company on my commute to and from work every second Monday. I've learned so many little nuances about our fave band from you two. And now you're in the top 10.
Yeah.
Ah.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Baby Mama.
2006.
Very good. Bob Cajun, 4 stars by Commuter. Just Commuter?
Looks like it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Fantasy Powercast was great. I first heard Bob Cajun in 96, thanks to the Corduroy Enduro. When this came out in 98, it immediately was one of my faves. Also agree on a great road trip album. When I went to many motorcycle races in my old 1991 GMC pickup with this cranking. Right on. That's a nice pickup, the GMC. I'm driving one for work right now. It's a hell of a vehicle. I don't want to give it back.
You shouldn't.
But it's not a 91. I've got, it's a, like a 2017. It's just too nice for me.
Coons. Coons. Or Coons.
Coombs. There's a lot of O's.
Coombs.
Mm-hmm.
Just found about the great, just found, this is from the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
Just found out about the great App Fully podcast and have been binge listening to it at work today. Great album by album rundown of the Tragically Hip catalog and well worth the listen, even if you don't love the band.
Nice.
Three thumbs up. Take
three.
That,
oh, Jesus.
Person who gave us two thumbs yeah. up.
You've just heard thumb.
The gauntlet has been dropped.
Yeah. All right. And from Coach Poker. Overall, I've enjoyed the entire series. Nice. And I look forward to the continuation. I especially appreciate that you're not just glossing over the songs that there's weren't
a,
hits.
There's a butt here coming.
Is there? Oh, no. Small historical nitpick. Uh-oh. Toronto called in the army for a big snow dump in early 99. The 98 ice storm caused the most damage in eastern and, Ontario and Quebec.
Oh, okay. All right.
If I can give one bit of constructive criticism. Yes. You guys say, I just did it too. You guys say fuck slash fucking so often, it loses any meaning. I have a problem with this. No, I like that I say it too much. I'm all for well-placed cuss to add spice, but there have been many times in the podcast where it's adding nothing in it, and it is at odds with the intelligent analysis. Anyway, it's your rodeo, but just a view from over here. Noted.
Thanks, Coach.
I do have a swearing problem.
I do as well.
Oh, just terrible.
Yeah,
it's just so, I don't even know when I'm doing it anymore.
I also have an intelligent analysis problem. There's not a whole lot of it. So I rely on the swears as crutches.
Yeah,
you may
yeah.
have noticed.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's my, it's there in place of
Oh.
I'm fucking, or add it to the so you don't notice the as much because I'm like fucking
We should get a bleeper.
Yeah,
fuck.
I'll try to swear less.
So
make my wife happy as well.
That's what we've got in terms of feedback from you guys. That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to reiterate a couple things before we say goodbye. I can tell you that we've got our lovely gift shop opened. You can visit it by going to our website,
mm-hmm.
which is fullyandcompletely.ca, mm-hmm. and click mm-hmm. on gift shop. 10% of anything we make
10.
This month
mm-hmm.
is going to go to Downey Wenchack.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the remaining percentage is going to go to just, you know, it's not going to be much, and it's going to pay for our
haircuts.
Swearing counseling. But yeah, no, like the hosting costs and all that kind of garbage.
Right.
So yeah, don't think that we're living lavish lifestyles. Although we are about to crack a bottle of Tragically Hip Fully and Completely
that's
wine.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Thanks Other for than writing that, about nothing. This and to us and for us.
Yeah, and you know what? We laugh a little bit about the ones that are a little bit more critical, but you know what? This is a...
We appreciate that. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, it is. We're learning here.
Mm-hmm.
The show has become much different than we thought it was going to be, I think, at the beginning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a nice time.
It has been.
With less swearing in the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's record a real episode now.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Fully and Completely is a Modern Superior podcast. You can find out more information about the show at www.fullyandcompletely.ca. You can tweet us at Fully Podcast.
Mm.
And of course, you can find more information about our show and many other fantastic shows at www.modernsuperior.com.
I came in there for that.
That's awesome.